Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello everyone. Welcome to another podcast, the Flag Football America podcast. We have another great show for you today. This time we're out on the West Coast, where the weather is great, and we're talking with an owner and a director who's really doing a lot of innovative things, and definitely in a competitive market, but a lot of the things that he's doing online and with his league is really starting to stand out. So who do we have with us today on the line?
Hi, everybody. My name is Robert Lopez. I am owner, director, league coordinator. I mean, I have a lot of hats, but my business is called the Arizona Flag Football League, based in Phoenix, Arizona.
Great, great. Thank you for joining us today.
Sure, sure. Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
So, Robert, tell us how you originally got involved with flag football.
A few years ago, I'm going to say about maybe 5-6 years ago, a couple of buddies of mine, just work buddies, started getting together every Saturday morning and playing flag football. And so we played every week, and I was kind of the guy, the organizer of everything. So I bought flags, I bought cones, just pretty much everything we needed. And so I would come out, and we would set up at a park out here in Phoenix called Desert Breeze Park, and we would go out there and just play. So eventually it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and I got, you know, a buddy of mine gave me the idea to say, hey man, you really got an opportunity to turn this into, you know, a legit business. And so he and I started building a league. And I mean, anybody that's out there that knows that runs leagues, is a lot of, you know, you grow season by season. You learn a lot of things. So I kind of learned the hard way on some things. But yeah, it just started from pickup and then eventually grew from there.
So, okay, so you start to run a league, or you start to play, and then you decide to run a league. Now, when you say you're kind of like the business, is this something you do like full-time, like as a job 24/7, or is this sort of like something that you – I heard a great slogan. It's like a part-time job that you work full-time at.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is, yeah. So I would definitely love AFL to turn into a full-time career and then focus all my efforts. Unfortunately, yeah, I still got a day job. The partners that I work with still work day jobs. But AFL's shown a lot of growth, a lot of potential, and hopefully this eventually will be a standalone thing where we become independent business owners and not have to work. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally understand. Like a man can't live on flag alone. Not yet, right?
Not yet.
So one thing that definitely stands out about your league is your logo. Great logo. So can you just tell me, one, how you got your logo designed, and then just tell me the different types of flag and seasons that you run throughout the year?
Absolutely. So starting off with the logo, I got an idea kind of what I wanted in that, and I've got a buddy of mine that's pretty big. I mean, he's been in the flag football world on the national scene and just locally here in Phoenix for a long time. His name is Sergio Ramirez.
Okay.
Sergio's owner of Swagger Sports. And I reached out to Sergio and said, hey, man, you know, the league's growing and I need a logo. And so he went to work in the lab and he came out with the AFL logo. And so it's something that that was provided by Swagger Sports and Sergio. So I really appreciate that. Now, as far as seasons go, we are running 4 seasons a year throughout. We run spring, summer, winter. I mean, here in Phoenix, it's really easy to run and play flag throughout the year. The only time that it kind of gets brutal is in the summer, but my league runs at night. We are a Saturday night league from 6 o'clock in the afternoon till 10 o'clock at night. So we play under the lights no matter what time of year it is.
Great. So, okay, so 6 to 9 throughout the year. You take probably a couple breaks throughout the year. And then what style do you
run?
Yeah,
a few weeks.
All men, co-ed, 5 versus 5. What type of style do you play?
So it grew from 8v8 men's league. That's what it's been. And honestly, that's our bread and butter. 8v8 men's has been what we focused on. Recently, a partner of mine named Marcus Jones, he is expanding now AFL into the women's division. So we're going to go 8v8 women's coming up next month. But yeah, those are the two that we offer right now is 8v8 men's and 8v8 women's.
Okay. So 8v8 now, is that three men, three blockers on the line, or that's three blockers, ineligible receivers on the line, or is that all eligible? Normally eight's not all eligible, right?
No, it's not all eligible. So they are all eligible. All linemen can catch passes, but most
okay.
teams don't play like that. We try to mirror the national rules. MCFFU is a entity that teams of mine go and play in on national tournaments
okay.
and things like that. And so we pretty much mirror their rules. Normally what you would see on offense is three linemen. You got a center and then, you know, two guards beside him. And then it depends. I mean, the teams get creative. There's been teams that will put a receiver right up on the line so that way they get a matchup problem. You know, they get creative. I mean, just bringing up Sergio, his team, and our current champion, the Hoppers, based out of Phoenix, they are pretty creative in what they do. In my rules, there's no requirement as far as men on the line of scrimmage or anything like that. They just cannot be running forward at, you know, when the ball is snapped, but they can go side to side, line up where they want. They can get creative.
Great. This is Stacy Marshall with Flag Football America. You can find us online on Facebook at Flag Football America, on Instagram at Flag Football America. And you can also check out our podcast on SoundCloud. I'm talking with Robert Lopez, owner of Arizona's Flag Football League. So how many teams do you currently get, or on average you get? I realize seasons may kind of vary, but on average you're just like, what's the typical number that you might get in a particular season?
We usually hover around 16 to 20 teams for the Saturday night men's league. That's usually where we're going to be at, and we have a season coming up where that's where we're going to be at. The thing with AFL is, and I made a video and posted on my Facebook page a couple of days ago. The thing with AFL in here in Phoenix, and I think the reason that we've gotten so much notoriety is that we're not really a rec league. Like, we don't have rec players. Eventually, I would like to grow to that, but right now it's not that type of league. AFL is a league where the best teams in Phoenix, in Arizona, really, will travel to play in the league. My goal, when I started building the league, was not only to run a league, but to crown like a Arizona State champ. And that's what AFL evolved into. There are other flag leagues here in Phoenix. The city of Phoenix, the city of Mesa, Tempe, Scottsdale. I mean, there's independent. There's other independent leagues here in Arizona. What I did was I traveled around to those leagues and I talked to all of the champions. So what I have in AFL is I have league teams that have won league championships that have come together in one league and they play each other and they compete. So needless to say, some of these games are extremely competitive. It's not for the weak at all. My league is turned into a ultra competitive. I mean, it's what you would see at a national tournament or you would see in Vegas or Orlando or something like that. It's that level of kind of week in and week out. These guys are out there competing, and it's hard football out there. I mean, flag has a lot of stigma, especially with players that have played, you know, semi-pro football or college or whatever. But they have come to AFL and they expect to, you know, play this finesse game, and that's not what AFL is. There's contact, there's blocking. I mean, we're doing everything but going to the ground. So, the league will grow as far as teams, and it will diversify as far as, you know, the product that we offer. Right now, our bread and butter, though, is pro-style 8v8 men's, and I call it full contact because these guys are doing everything that you would do in a real football game except go to the ground. And so that's where we're getting the most notoriety is I have college players, former college players. I've had NFL players. I've had it's not every day that you would have your average Joe Schmo that can say, hey, I'm going to jump into this league and I'm going to line up against this guy that used to start for Arizona State University. Or I can line up against this guy that used to play safety for the Cardinals or something like that. And so that's what AFL offers. And so that's what makes it unique and attractive to a lot of guys. You know, they want to go out. I mean, we're men. We have egos, and we try to best each other every Saturday night.
Wow. Again, I'm with Robert Lopez, owner, Arizona Spike Football League. Can you? So what's your role? So I know, like, when I started a flag league, I used to play a lot. Mm-hmm. And then when I started a league, I didn't realize that would kind of put me in semi-retirement. But I have talked to a lot of owners who are able to play and also play in their leagues where they travel. So what's your involvement now as far as, like, a player slash director? Do you still get to play?
No, unfortunately not. No, I mean, I started off, and football is a passion of mine. I mean, I played since I was a kid. I played a long time. But just like you, Stacey, I ran into a situation where when I started getting serious about building a business and building a competitive league, it put me into center of my retirement, and I've been ever since. I love football. I love being around it. I love everything about it. But now my involvement more is building my league and providing my players with a quality product that they can go to and say, man, like, this, everybody walks away from AFL saying that they've got their money's worth only because of what you get versus what you pay. And so that's my focus now.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. So, so ultimately, talk to my audience about, like, where they can find you online, and, like, what's your ultimate goal? Like, I know it seems like, and I guess that the time that you decide to put your league is really good, because probably a lot of the teams in your league play in maybe Sunday morning leagues, and so can they still do both? Can they play in their one league that they travel from and still play in yours? I would imagine with the time it being Saturday night, right?
Absolutely. The advantage of Saturday night that it gives us is no other leagues that I've heard play on Saturday night. It is more expensive from a league cost because we're paying for fields, we're paying for lights, we're paying for stuff like that. But honestly, I mean, it's kind of like, and the players tell me this all the time, it's kind of like a little treat that you end of at the end of the week. You know, you finish your work week on Friday and then you got your Saturday game coming. And so we focus a lot on hyping those Saturday nights. I mean, those Saturday nights are there, a lot of people enjoy that time, and it's kind of like our, it's our, you know, it's a lot of families come out, kids come out. It's a cool little event. That's what it turns into. So as far as finding my league, the biggest way you can find us is we live on Facebook. That's our biggest platform that you could find everything. So right now, if you search Arizona's Football League Flag on Facebook, you'll find us. If you search AFL Phoenix, you'll find us at AFL Phoenix. So AFL PHX, you'll find us there, also on Facebook. But we're all over the place. On Instagram, you can find us at AFL Flag Football. We have professional photographers that take pictures of our players week in and week out. I post a ton of highlights every week. For this upcoming season that we're going to start here next month, we're going to incorporate drones. So we're going to have drones flying over the field to provide game tape, not only of just highlights, but we're going to provide game tape for every game. And so once we have all that content, we post it all on Facebook. We post it all on Instagram, things like that. And the cool part about it is if you're a coach or if you're just a football head that's just into football in general, I make that content available for download, and you can download it on a mobile device. And so these guys study film. I mean, they're taking this game seriously. And so I provide them those tools to be able to do that.
Great. Who's going to be your vendor for your website? We're currently using Sport Engine. So if you need any advice as far as, like, or any referrals, we've been using Sport Engine, which is great because they give you, like, mobile instant access with online gaming and scheduling. Do you have a vendor for your website?
I don't, but I'd like to talk to you about that. That sounds good.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Awesome. Okay, yeah, I'll put you in touch. Fantastic, Robert. Again, Robert Lopez, owner, AFL, which is for the Arizona Football League, but also Arizona's Football League Flag. You can find them online.
Yep.
So I guess here's my closing question to you. What's your ultimate vision? I mean, it sounds like you have, like, the top league on Arizona, and you can see that flag is growing.
Yeah.
So do you guys send, like, teams to nationals, or what's your ultimate vision? Like, where do you see the league in maybe, you know, 3 to 5 years?
So, okay. So eventually, the plan for AFL, it's been the plan since day one, is I'd like to convert the league into a nonprofit organization. I'd like to make it attractive for a sponsor to attract sponsors to be able to buy into the league. You know, if they do buy in, they can make it a tax write-off, so it doesn't cost them anything. But eventually turn it into a nonprofit. Once we turn into a nonprofit, what I'd like to do is continue the same business model, but instead of my players paying me money to play, I would require community service from the players, a certain number of hours,
okay,
in order to be able to – that's how you pay your entry fee. And so that's,
okay,
that's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal. We'd like to have a bigger impact than outside of flag football, and I think that, you know, with a larger group like we have, we can. And so I'd like to be able to give back to the communities here in Phoenix and just kind of use my league as a tool to do some good. Now, as far as the direction of the league, it's going now. I have a lot of people that help me. I mean, there's just Damian Kendall is my partner. He's one of the people that just kind of helps me with everything. Marcus Jones helps me with everything. And one of my best friends, Gerson Blanco, he is a captain of our current champions. I mean, honestly, they've been the Arizona State champions for a number of years, a team called the Hoppers. He is also been a huge help to me. But on the national circuit, that's probably the team that's representing us the biggest is the Hoppers. They are
okay,
a team that's traveling. They went to the San Diego tournament for NCFFU not too long ago. They travel to Vegas every year. And we've been in talks to send more teams to Orlando coming up next year.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
That's
for May, for the May tournament,
the guys
or
that are
for
traveling, representing us. They're our champs.
Got you. Is that for the May tournament?
Yes.
Got you. Okay, great. Awesome. All right, great. Again, this is flagfootballamerica.com. Stacey Marshall, or SDOT, as I'm referred to sometimes. This is the Flag Football America podcast, the only podcast bringing you direct information from some of the great league directors and owners from around the country,
mm-hmm,
along with Robert Lopez. Again, I thank you so much, not only for talking about yourself, but just talking about some of the people that help you. You know, a lot of the work,
yeah,
I know you do, I know you get paid for it, but really it's thankless work. You know, and if you added up the hours you,
right,
actually put into what you get paid, I'm sure there's a huge difference.
Yeah, there's people that,
Robert,
that
any
help
closing
me.
Thoughts?
I mean, Patrick Frazier.
Any closing thoughts?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what's that? I didn't mean to get
off. I'm sorry. Yeah, Patrick Frazier here in Arizona, too. He currently runs a big Sunday morning pickup here in Phoenix also, and he's been a huge help to me. I mean, these guys, I'm not paying them money. They're just doing it to be a part of the league and to help me and support me. So I appreciate that. I want to make sure that they get their shine. Now, just closing thoughts on it. I mean, I just want to say, like, if you play in Arizona, or even if you don't play in Arizona, AFL's kept the same business model, and I'm going to continue it, is if you are a rec player, if you just, you know, are playing casually, things like that, then it really AFL isn't for you. AFL is if you are serious about flag football, if you are serious about just football in general, and you want to compete at a high level against guys that are going to take this game seriously, then you need to be a part of AFL. We track stats. We do highlights. We do pictures. I mean, anything that you would expect. I mean, really, the business model for AFL is the NFL. We try to emulate them as much as possible. And so if you take football seriously, you want to play, get in contact with me, look up my league on Facebook, and we can make it work.
Great. Fantastic. All right, Robert, we're going to thank you for doing this interview with us. What we'll do is we'll definitely want to touch base with you. And sort of as a thank you token for doing this podcast, we're going to send you one of, like, what's called like a Tucker flag. It's like a really cool referee flag that we're trying to kind of build awareness about. And if you kind of like the product, maybe we can talk about online. But, yeah, we're going to send that to you in the mail.
Yeah, I've seen them. The things look really cool, man. Definitely send me one. I'd like to check them out.
Yeah, you know what's cool about them? They can be personalized, and they're great for branding, and they're also, like, great for, like, signatures as far as, like, what happens. A championship team could sign them, and you could potentially give it to the champions or auction it off.
Mementos,
so
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool flag. So we'll drop one in the mail to you as kind of a token for doing a thank you for doing this for us.
Thank you.
Great. Again, Robert Lopez, AFL. Arizona, one of the Phoenix, Arizona area, one of the great leagues in the country. And we're going to continue to build the network, the Flag Football America network, and just highlight some of the great work that's being done around the country in flag football. Again, this is SDOT for Flag Football America Podcast. You can find us on Flag Football America on Facebook and on Instagram. And, Robert, we'd like to thank you for your time, and good luck with your league, and we'll touch base soon and follow up with another interview.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too, Robert. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.